To head out to Mount Pleasant and be joined by Central Michigan head coach Jim McElwain. Good morning, Jim. How are you? Do we have Coach McElwain on the line?
Yeah, here I am, doing great, and hope everybody's doing having a wonderful. This is some kind of holiday for everybody, but a football coach, right?
That's right. Happy Labor Day. Appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on last Thursday's 38-21 win against Albany, even though it seems like an eternity ago. When you look back at the film, talk about the performance by your Chippewas.
Well, first and foremost, I just am really excited for, you know, our players. They haven't had a lot to be excited about, and yet, you know, I thought they went out and played hard and did a lot of good things. I was very happy with, you know, some of the things we did, you know, on both sides of the ball. And on our special teams, we got some young guys in there, and they got a chance to, you know, get down and play and see what it's about. So, like always, lots to work on, and yet really excited about it. Really excited for them, you know, to be able to get a win.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call: please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Let's go to our first question for Coach McElwain.
We have our first question comes from the line of Nick Pitrovich. Your line's open.
Hi, Coach. Good morning.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic, except I'm working on a holiday. The MAC has introduced a concept to potentially change the 25 initial counters rule by where you could have up to 35 in a year, no more than 50 across a two-year period. And I'm interested in your thoughts because you've seen this at multiple different conferences. But as you're trying to build a program now, how much of a challenge is that hard and fast 25 rule?
Well, it's a real challenge. And I think with guys going into the portal, which is people's choice, you know, to do whatever, you know, I think it's something that we really need to look at as you look to replace your roster moving forward. I know, as a first-time coach, you know, obviously there's attrition with guys that, needed a different system or whatever it is. And, you know, having that flexibility to be able to, fill your roster, and I think is something that a lot of coaches would probably be for.
When you first got to Central Michigan, when you fall behind numbers-wise, under the current system, is there any way to make them up?
It's awful hard, to do that. And yet, you know, I guess here's the one thing about any of the rules. We're all playing under the same rules. So, you know, it's a matter of trying to figure out what's best for your own program and try to make sure that you stay full. If you have some mid-year spots, you need to make sure that you fill your roster to 85 and give some kids some opportunities that are currently on your team as you move forward. It is one of those things that you can worry about and this and that, but it's part of the rules, and you do the best for, you know, your given program.
Thanks, Jim. Good luck this week.
You bet, bud.
Your next question comes from the line of Evan Petzl. Your line's open.
What's up, Evan? Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Just looking at the fact that now you've had kind of 5 days to think about it, what have you done since the season opener, and, I mean, have your overall thoughts changed in any way?
Well, it's a good thing. I think, you know, our guys got a chance to, you know, really evaluate the film, with not having to move forward to the next opponent. And, you know, our focus has got to be on ourselves getting better. And yet, you also then have the extra time to think about going and playing Wisconsin, which, you know, is no small task. I mean, you talk about every time you just keep watching them and see how physical they are and how they play the game, how fundamentally sound they are. You know, it's one of those things where you almost wish you had a short week so you didn't have so much time to roll around at night thinking about how you're going to do it. So.
Well, and having won your debuts at Colorado State, Florida, and now CMU, in terms of, like, turning around the program, does this win feel similar to when you beat Buffalo in 2012, or does it feel similar to when you beat New Mexico State in 2015, or is it just entirely different because of where the team is at?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it. You know, every place is different, and you know, every place you know, is unique to wherever you're at. So, you know, like for me, it is really to see the joy on the player's face and realize you know, the work they put in and the commitment to themselves, you know, is something that, you know, showed up. And, you know, we obviously put the ball on the ground and did some things that, you know, you're not going to be able to recover from, you know, moving forward. But the flip side of that coin is I really felt, as we talked earlier, there was never any panic on either side of the ball, which, you know, as a football coach, knowing that was something that, you know, we were worried about, you know, just seeing them kind of respond, I guess, is a good thing.
And then do I have time for one more? Is it done now?
Yeah, go ahead, Evan.
Go ahead.
You got
it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so
there's nobody but you on the line anyway, bud.
Okay, perfect. I know, you know, injury, kind of looking for injury updates. I mean, I know you give those, you know, midweek, but I mean, just looking at the game specifically, I know Joel Wilson.
Wednesday, Joel will probably be out.
Okay.
We're still waiting on a couple things there to see the length of it, you know. But probably definitely out for this game. And you know, I'll update you on whatever it is Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever we talk.
Well, it was also interesting to me, too, and during the game. I mean, you went for it on fourth down twice, I believe, and in both times it paid off. One resulted in a touchdown. Is that something that we're going to see more from you, is kind of taking that risk and taking that chance, or was it just because you kind of felt in control of the game that, you know, you felt like you could go for it there?
I don't know. Was it twice, three times, maybe four times?
Twice or three times, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. You know, I just something that we've kind of always done, and you know, I guess the analytics, you know, kind of point in that direction as far as where you're at on the field, and you know, we obviously went for it and got the penalty, and you know, it was a heck of a job by Tice coming in and hitting that, you know, 50 yarder, you know what I mean? So that was comforting. You know, he's a guy we have a lot of trust in, and yet sometimes I think it's important that your guys know that you believe in them, and which I do. And, you know, given the situations, we'll continue to do that.
And looking at it from
we're going to have to go to our next question, please, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Let's go to our next question for Coach McElwain.
Your next question comes from the line of David Goricki from Detroit News. Your line's open.
Yeah, and Coach, can you talk about Quentin's performance and obviously Tyrone Scott? And the last thing is obviously health for Ward. Is Ward's healthy again, and you're going up against a heck of a running back yourself and Taylor. Can you talk about that, going up against Taylor?
Well, you know, you talk about their running back. I hope he doesn't want to try to win the Heisman in our game. He's an unbelievable player. But you know what? I like our guys. You know, Quentin, I thought, did a good job at distributing the ball. I was happy to see the touches that a lot of the receivers got. The development of Ty, it was good to see him go be aggressive as a pass catcher. And he's going to have to continue to grow for us, you know, as you know, become a threat. you know, that'll allow us to get some guys underneath. I thought Jonathan ran extremely hard. He is a very talented player. Obviously can catch the ball as well. And, you know, the ball security pieces, I think when you go back and look at it, had it much to do with him trying to get extra, you know, rather than the true ball security it takes, you know, on every play, and he'll get that cleaned up. But, you know, other than that, you know, there were some guys that did some really good things. I was probably more excited about the fact that I think we had, I don't know, 7 or 8 receivers catch passes. And I think in doing that, that's going to help us in the long run.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Congratulations on your first win there.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, bud.
Your next question comes from the line of Casey Campbell from Great Lakes Post. Your line's open.
Hi, Jim. How's it going,
Jim?
I am doing well. How are you? Yeah, you're going well. You're going to go back to playing a Big Ten team once again on the road. Now, that's not new for you from when you were at Michigan last year. What's it like to – you were in this conference last year. What's it like going to Big Ten, playing Big Ten teams?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, people in our league, we have to go play these games, you know, it's an opportunity, and in our case, we get 2 of them that are $1 million-plus paydays that, you know, ultimately support the whole athletic department, and, you know, we become the avenue of that in our sports to be able to help out, you know, every sport. And yet it's also a good opportunity for your guys to go play at a place that's going to be packed, you know, and in this case, playing at one of the great venues in all of college football. That third down jump around thing, man, that place shakes. I remember it when they were at Michigan State. And in fact, I think they had a receiver by the name of Lee Evans or something like that that I think had about 500 yards receiving against this. I've got bad memories of this Camp Randall place. But, you know, for us, it's an opportunity to go challenge ourselves and, you know, at the same time, you know, get a payday so all the other sports in our athletic department, you know, can feed their kids.
Well, Coach McElwain, we'll let you get back to preparation for Wisconsin. Again, I want to say thank you for your time. Congrats on the first win. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next Monday morning.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Again, for Central Michigan in that 38-21 win over Albany in that contest, again, running back Jonathan Ward had 211 all-purpose yards and 2 touchdowns, as he had also had 150 yards rushing and 53 yards receiving. Quarterback Quentin Dormady, 27 of 37 passing for 285 yards and 3 touchdowns in that victory. For Central Michigan, they will be on the road at Wisconsin this coming Saturday, September 7th. That game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on the Big Ten Network.